On August 17, 2007, FBI agents followed a specialized tracking dog that led them from a Wells Fargo ATM on Sand Lake Road, west along Raspberry Road, followed by a left turn to the side door of 6902 Cutty Sark Street. Joshua Wade was one of the residents. The house is next door to Mindy Schloss's home. Schloss disappeared August 4, 2007. On August 5th and 6th, someone other than Schloss used her ATM card to make two withdrawals from two different locations. The machine's videos showed the very lower part of the man's face, as well as his jacket and cap. A week later, Schloss's car was found in a parking lot near Anchorage's Ted Stevens International Airport. FBI agents gathered scents from three different locations within the car. They then brought in specialized tracking dogs and a cadaver dog from out of state. Using scents taken from the car, investigators launched a series of trailings, including the one leading to Wade's residence, as well as in Kincaid Park. They thought Schloss's body might be in the park. She was later found in September in a wooded area in Wasilla. A search warrant issued immediately after the dog's Cutty Sark Street trail to 6902 turned up further evidence that U.S. attorneys say links Wade to the murder, including a jacket, shoes, a cap, and a woman's watch. FBI agent Jolene Bronckhorst testified yesterday that by using scents from those objects as well as from the car, the actions of the dogs indicated Wade had been in Schloss's house, Schloss, possibly still alive, had been in Kincaid Park, and that Wade had been at the location where her body was found. Bronckhorst says the FBI also used various gathered scents to eliminate other possible suspects. But in cross-examination, the defense appears to be trying to establish that the FBI did not eliminate everyone from its over 50 trailings who might have inadvertently influenced the dogs. They also questioned if the FBI properly collected the scents and if the ATM trails had become contaminated. The defense also implies a pre-trailing briefing with the out-of-state handlers influenced the tracking results, especially the first day's trailing, which resulted in the search warrant. They want all evidence gathered from the search warrant and used in subsequent trailings declared inadmissible at the May trial. Bronckhorst provided the bulk of the FBI testimony yesterday. She and two other agents described the protocol to assure all the scents are properly collected and stored, as well as the care and maintenance of the equipment used to gather some samples. Bronckhorst also testified how any people whose scents might distract the dogs are dismissed before every trailing, and how trailing can be used to eliminate possible suspects. She also said while the dog handlers were shown a general map of the ATMs, Schloss's home, and Kincaid Park before the first trailings, they were not told about Joshua Wade and where he lived. Today, dog handlers for both sides are scheduled to testify. The evidentiary hearing is expected to conclude late today or tomorrow. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.